Welcome to The Advertising Show, America's only radio program focusing on advertising, media, marketing, product development, branding, new media, sales and customer relations. Stay with us for entertaining marketing discussion and our special guest interview. Now, here are your hosts, Ray Schillens and Brad Forsythe.
Welcome back to The Advertising Show. Glad you're here. Advertising Show is being brought to you by Advertising Age Magazine. Visit online at nh.com. And by Captivate Network, you can visit them in an elevator near you or go to captivate.com. It's really cool if you've never seen it. The Advertising Show is a Big Radio Midgets production. Yes, it is. With Ray Schillens and Brad Forsythe, we have Andy Newman here with us today. You know, Andy is a rather unique guest. He's now in our virtual green room, and we've got, you know, well, I've got bios on other folks that we've done shows with, and here's one that's like a paragraph. Andy's is two pages, and the final paragraph is in smaller type, scrunched together, to make it only two pages. Yeah. We believe his mother wrote this. But anyway, there's a lot of stuff to talk about. Basically, Power Right Between the Eyes is the book we're talking about here. But there's so much more. So yeah. We'll tell you all about that. Also here momentarily, Gene Bliss is with us. Inspire, drive, customer experience. Inspire and drive a customer experience. That'd be a good thing to do. Mm-hmm. A little bit later on, it's Shamin Abbas with Ray Schillens and Brad Forsythe on The Advertising Show.
And just to, you know, tease our audience a bit, you know, our client, guest today, he runs with a very fast and funny crowd. And,
yes, he does.
You know, John Cleese, a lot of people know him. And, you know, who else? Seinfeld and one of our favorites, and we've talked about this before, the late show, Craig Ferguson, the host of that program that follows Letterman and also produced by Letterman's production company. Craig Ferguson, I think, does an outstanding job of any of the new talk show hosts, and he's not so much new anymore. But anyway, I'd like to maybe get into Newman's head a little bit about what he can tell us about Ferguson, other than the fact that he's from Scotland.
Yes.
Yes. I mean, some inside stuff, some dirt.
Some dirt. Well, I'm not sure whether you can share that. That's a different show.
We can make it up. I mean, the guy quit drinking 20 years ago, so he's surely done some
Ferguson or Andy?
Ferguson.
Okay.
Because he got drunk with Andy once, and it was once was enough.
You can't do those tequila shots like you could when you were in college.
Not the way Andy does it.
No, it's interesting. But even this bio, let me start reading it, okay?
Go ahead. Hold on.
The Credo of Surprise. Risks, take. Risks.
Chapter
question
one.
Mark, take. Rules. Question mark, break, then watch the ground shake. To me, that's if it's not broke, break it.
That's my wife's virtue, yes.
Yeah, it's a good thing. To most surprises, the innocent, innocuous stuff of unexpected birthday parties, peekaboo games, and crackerjack boxes.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. To Andy Newman, surprise is a powerful secret weapon of modern marketing, an extremely potent tool that can help you sell anything, your product, your service, even yourself. Throughout his career, he's exploited surprise to open eyes, open mouths, and most importantly, open wallets.
Mm.
So he's a pocket wallet thief, I guess is what it is.
And he bought some company and then sold it, and then, he created a company, sold it, and then bought it back for less. There's some interesting little tidbits we're going to have to get into talking to Andy about, and I called him Newman earlier, and I meant Newman.
Newman, yeah.
Yes, yes.
So,
you know,
not to be confused with Randy Newman.
That's true.
Okay.
Or a previous guest we had on, John Oates. No, that's another guy. You know, Ray, I don't know if you've heard about this, but after a fall off in February, online video viewership last month bounced back, according to Nielsen Online's latest video census report. Total video streams increased almost 9% to 9.7 billion in March, while time per viewer rose 12.6% to 191 minutes. Unique viewers inched up by 2% to 130 million.
Oh, I see.
Yeah, inched up.
Inched up.
That's what they say. Anyway, we're going to have to talk to Andy about his blog, too. He's a blogster.
I see. Okay, yeah, we'll do that.
That's why he's wearing those funny wooden shoes.
Yeah, the clogs.
Oh, that's clogger.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh.
Burger King has been around quite a long time.
Talk about the square pants thing.
Isn't this great? But
yeah.
But not only this, before the square pants thing, they had to revise an ad after complaints from a Mexican official.
Really?
Controversy bubbling up from the Burger King Whopper advertising has finally gotten a little too hot for the marketer. Basically, the 30-second spot and print ads feature an American cowboy alongside a small wrestler, Mexican,
donning a cape that resembles a Mexican flag.
Basically,
what they're suggesting is that maybe that wasn't such a good idea.
Well, not in America.
What? The Mexican flag?
Well, no, American to flag. Be knocking Mexicans.
Oh, I see.
Is that the concern here?
Well, the concern was, you know, degrading the honor of the flag and such.
They degrade it as well there in Mexico as we do here in America.
Yes, they do. Look at all the press they've gotten from this whole thing, though, too, when you think about that. And the SquarePants stuff is really funny. I love it.
Well, we're going to have to find out from Andy if they do that up in Canada, since we're talking to him from Montreal. I don't ever see those Canadians burning their flags.
No, they wouldn't
not, they
do
don't
that.
Get too upset up there.
They're pretty proud of that,
yeah.
And with good reason as well. So, Andy, with us here momentarily. Right now, it's Gene Bliss on the Advertising Show. Let's listen.
Welcome to the Customer Experience, making customers your true priority for a profitable outcome. With your host, author, speaker, consultant, and customer crusader, Gene Bliss.
Release and redefine good life. As consumers, we're too used to having our barometer of our success connected to how much we're spending. Stuck in that rut, our measure of how good our life right now is will clearly sink. Instead, redefine what good is. A great cup of coffee in the paper is good, but blended with 30 minutes that you give yourself to just be is, well, great. Weekend at a 4-star hotel can be wonderful, but so can a great hike or camping under the stars or sightseeing the city you live in that you never take the time to see. A movie is good, but conversation with someone you love even better. Great, I'd say. If we can re-blend our consumption to one part purchase and three parts enjoying the time between the spend, I bet we'd actually enjoy those purchases more. I bet all this great thinking time will create the next new breed of consumer breakthroughs, which we can get back to after this economic intermission.
This has been your weekly installment of the Customer Experience with Gene Bliss. Directing transformational customer insights for major U.S. market leaders, Gene is corporate America's change agent for a new inspirational understanding of today's consumer. To learn more about Gene's books and speaking engagements, or simply how to drive customer profitability for your company, log on to CustomerBliss.com.
Thanks, Gene Bliss, on the Advertising Show with Ray Shillings and Brad Forsyth. Andy Newman about to join us out of Montreal. I got to tell you, the guy, I don't know how he has time to write a book, actually, but that's okay. Let's see, later in Chapter 3... Just for Laughs, the world's largest humor event. He established policies that are guaranteed laughs or your money back, set up guerrilla entertainment for people waiting in long lines, and conceived a series of epic press conferences where he attracted attention by launching a new religion, engaging journalists in Olympic-styled competitions, and being reeled onto a cruise ship like a giant deep-sea fish. That would engage me, that's for sure. And it goes on and on. Pioneer Airborne Mobile, CMO, and later as the president as well of Pioneer Airborne. It goes on and on here. But the book that we're talking about, Pow, Right Between the Eyes, is what we'll talk a little bit about today here at the Advertising Show. It's being powered by Shipple.com, an incredibly powerful tool called Tendency within that platform. For the web stuff, go to Shipple.com. So it's Ray Shillings and Brad Forsyth in just a minute. We're about to go Canadian here with you on the Advertising Show. Stay with us.
Here comes another typical commercial. I could get your attention by blowing a foghorn or maybe an awesome scream. But even that doesn't cut through the clutter enough to really captivate your attention. If you're an advertiser and you really want your message to be heard, then reach for the golden nugget of advertising. It's what's called a captive audience. One company delivers this much sought-after captive audience. And believe it or not, it's just the people you want to reach, business professionals and decision makers. It all happens in 23 of North America's largest and most progressive markets. And the captive audience is right there in the elevators of select premier office towers. Over 8,000 high-quality video screens get people's attention with what research proves they want, news and information. It's all combined with your branded message in a way that only this captive audience sees and absorbs. Cut the waste in your advertising budget by reaching just who you want to reach. Don't just advertise. Captivate your audience. To find out more, click on Captivate.com.
You're listening to The Advertising Show with Ray Shillins and Brad Forsyth.
Nobody can call George Whipple an old fuddy-duddy. This new sign is right up with the times. Maybe this will stop the ladies from squeezing Charmin bathroom tissue.
Ray Shillins and Brad Forsyth here at The Advertising Show. As promised, pow! Right between the eyes, Andy Newman. Welcome to The Advertising Show.
Thank you, guys. Jeez, it's about time.
Well,
I've been here for like a half an hour.
You know,
We pay for your parking, so what the heck?
That's true.
Quit complaining.
We do validate.
The stereotype of the polite Canadian, eh?
We validate, by the way, before you get out of here, just to remind
yeah.
you.
I wish you'd validate my existence by reading my bio properly.
Well,
that would have been nice validation.
You know, we're holding that for next week.
What part of the bio did you want us to read properly here?
A subject and a predicate would be
yeah,
nice.
Well, that's the way it was written.
The nouns followed by the verbs would be great.
I don't know who typed this, Andy, but you might want to recommend that to your secretary.
I don't know who does the description for your glasses, guys.
Yeah.
But maybe you'd like to recommend that.
Well,
my God,
that was Ray Duke. He was had an eye test earlier today, and his pupils have been dilated.
There you go.
Talk about surprise. I'm saying, who the hell are they talking about? Certainly not me.
We're stealing a chapter out of your life by using surprise, the power of surprise, which is what your book's all about. Let's talk a little bit about your book, Andy. Who did you write this book for? It's not your typical business book, thank God.
Well, yeah, you know, I'm happy you bring that up, because in the end, I really wrote this for me, because I'm a guy who's read basically every business book, and I really wanted to have fun with this. And I said to myself, I guess not literally, but figuratively, while I was writing this, I don't think this is ever going to be the world's greatest business book. I don't think it's going to supplant Good to Great or Made to Stick or In Search of Excellence. But I do think that this could probably be renowned as the world's most entertaining business book. And that's really what I tried to do. I think people take business very, very serious, perhaps a lot too seriously. And in the end, particularly these days, I want to do something that's a little bit of fun. It has the information that there's meat on the bone, but delivered in a way that's a little bit more entertaining. And that's what I think I accomplished with PAL.
So do you think any entrepreneur of any walk of life could benefit from this book? Is it more of a marketing, advertising book? What's your thoughts?
You know, what I try to do in this is not have it relegated to the back shelves, which is unfortunately where most business books get in bookstores.
Yeah.
Those bookstores that are still alive.
Or worse yet, Big Lots.
Yeah, exactly. That's why the book has a very colorful title and colorful cover. And lots of interesting things inside, some Easter eggs, some hidden websites, original artwork. But the goal was for people to be able to pick this up and say, you know what, I run a business, a small business, I run a big business, I run a big business that's boring. I have my own personal brand that I think I'd like to go ahead and develop. It's really for all that and more. I've been discussing this and the concepts and the principles behind surprise with everybody from sole practitioners, from doctors and lawyers, all the way up to massive multinational corporations, who all have asked, how do we integrate some of this stuff into what we do? So I hate to be like the jack of all trades, but that's really not this point. The point here is really capturing and harnessing the power of surprise to delight customers.
Before you wrote your book, you had already started your own PAL in the form of a blog. Is it fair to say that you kind of turned your blog into a book?
Kind of, but I got to say, as I explained right at the start of the book, this all came out of a conference, sort of a non-conference, where I was asked to speak on a subject, and I chose the subject of surprise because it's something that I've been looking at. I saw the power of it when I was running the Just for Laughs Comedy Festival. I used it while I was building the Airborne Mobile, or Airborne Entertainment, as it was called at the time, that company, and managed to sell it for $110 million. And I said, there's something there that has to be brought together. Surprise is something that's always been relegated to, again, to the kiddie parties, as you mentioned before, and people don't necessarily understand the power of it for business. So I spoke at this conference, and then I actually said at this conference is one day this will be a book. I'm right now speaking about a book that eventually will come to fruition. So what I wanted to do in the the time between that speech and the time the book actually would ever come out, is research it, develop it. So the blog really was there more as a support. So the blog didn't turn into a book. The blog was there basically to support it and develop it. And I had a really great time doing it. And also, I wanted to see, could I sustain this? Are the things that I'm saying correct? Are they correct academically? Are they correct on a practical level? And that's what the blog was there for, and it continues to this day.
Well, give us a sense of why surprise is so important in contemporary business today, Andy.
Well, I guess in the end, there's two real main reasons. Surprise really helps establish a relationship. And, you know, most successful marketers know that it's never like just business. The foundation of all marketing really is the relationship between the marketer and the consumer, and between the buyer and the seller. And surprise is a key element in establishing a long-lasting relationship. And it does so by injecting something that I call euphoric shock, which what surprise does is it shocks the system. And it really democratizes us by kidifying us. It really puts a sense of delight in us. And by putting that sense of delight in us, it reduces our resistances, and it makes it really easy at that point in time to sell somebody something. So on a business level, that's important. But also that delight establishes a bond between, as I said before, the buyer and the seller. And I always use this example, and I hate to get all Dr. Phil on it, but I always say that the diminishing element of surprise is why so many personal relationships fail. It becomes the same thing over and over again. You know, the stories are all told the same. People, you know, you come to expect what the next move is. So in that case, you know, people get bored with each other on a personal level. You're certainly going to get bored with each other on a professional level. So what surprise really does is put that spark in the relationship at all times, and that's why I think it's so important in a business sense.
So when it comes to word of mouth, you say that you can connect with your consumers in the most effective way with word of mouth and along with surprise. We're going to share that thought that you're going to share with our audience, Andy, after the break.
This is a good thing. On the Advertising Show, it's Ray Shillings and Brad Forsythe, and a special guest is Andy Newman, author of POW, Right Between the Eyes, with more to come here in just a moment. Stay with us.
Why do more media professionals read iwantmedia.com? iwantmedia.com features reports from industry leaders and media personalities. iwantmedia.com gives you quick access to news, stats, trade orgs, and industry publications, and it's updated daily. Forbes says iwantmedia.com contains everything media professionals need to stay ahead of the game. The Washington Post calls it the source for the serious media geek. Do you get it? If you don't, you should. To sign up for free daily email alerts, visit iwantmedia.com.
Make informed decisions about your company's advertising strategy. This is The Advertising Show.
See the USA in your Chevrolet. America is asking you to call.
Andy Newman's bio says he is Chevrolet, young in spirit and snappy in dress. It does not say anything about the ADHD thing you've got going there, Andy, but I like that. It's a good thing. Welcome back to The Advertising Show.
Yeah, Andy, share with us, if you would, how you connect the effectiveness of word of mouth with surprise.
Well, word of mouth, I think, is perhaps the most effective form of advertising these days, and you see it pervasive on all the social networking, be it Facebook, be it Twitter, be it through blogs. It's people talk. But the fact of the matter is, what do people talk about? They talk about things, they don't talk about things that are boring. They talk about things that are surprising, that are shocking. And that's why I always say that surprise is the catalyst. Word of mouth is very, very important, but it's not a self-starter. Surprise is, to use a Gladwellian term, the tipping point. It shocks that system and gives people something to talk about. And that's why you look at it over and over again. One of the biggest things a couple weeks ago was Susan Boyle. Now, Susan Boyle went from nothing to a megastar in a matter of, really, I guess, a week, thanks to social networking, thanks to that video that she sang on Britain's Got Talent, and suddenly it was everywhere, and everybody's talking about her. She's on CNN and is going to sing for the Queen. Yeah. That's not a story about talent.
Right.
There are thousands of singers who sing as well as Susan Boyle. That's a story about surprise, but it got people talking.
Mm-hmm.
So the fact of the matter is, how many singers are there in the world who have great voices? hundreds of thousands, but how many of them have that surprise? How many are talked about? So few. Why is Susan Boyle talked about? Because it was a surprise. And I use that time and time again. I use it on my blog where they said, one of the judges said, this is the biggest surprise that happened to me in my years of doing this show. That's what it's all about. And that proved my point immensely, as did the most recent issue of Wired magazine, which is all about the unexpected and surprise. What I'm finding more and more is that it's really coming to fruition. All these things that I've said in the book are coming to fruition at exactly the right and proper time.
So can you calculate a surprise, a pow moment, if you will? I mean, what if people are expecting, you know, you look over here at Ray.
Mm-hmm.
You expect Ray to be a top-notch, outstanding announcer, great voice talent. The only way he could surprise us, I guess, is by doing a piss poor job. I mean, what can you calculate and create and manufacture a pow moment?
Of course. Will it work? One never knows until you try. And that's really what this book is all about. Really, at the core of it is it's about having guts and taking a risk and standing out. You're not going to surprise people by doing the same old thing, no matter what you do.
Yeah.
I have some examples to share with you. You're not going to surprise people if you do the same old, and you sort of fit in. You have to stand out, and you have to take a risk. And part of that risk is it may not work. But, you know, here's what happens. You don't take a risk. For sure it's not going to work. So at least here you have a chance.
Mm-hmm.
So a couple of examples. I mean, go back to what Oprah did. And Oprah is like the reigning queen of surprise. Everybody wins a car. That's
sure.
Unbelievable. And, you know, but that got incredible attention. Now, could that have failed? I guess, you know, people could. And they did. They did try to find some things wrong with it. Oh, people had to pay taxes and this and that. But in the end, that was an amazing masterstroke.
Mm-hmm.
KFC did that by filling in the potholes in and around Kentucky and in other cities throughout the country, where they said, we'll fill in your potholes as long as you allow us to put our logo on top of it, our stencil, our logo on top of it. Again, got tons of people talking. And again, that could have blown up in their face and said, look what they're doing. What does that mean? And their chicken tastes like tar, whatever. But the fact of the matter is, if they don't do something like that, and they're going to go put what, another ad on, another billboard, another radio or TV ad that says the same old stuff, you got to take that shot. And that's really what this is all about. So yes, you can never manufacture certainty. You can never manufacture success. But you can most definitely manufacture a pow moment. But the fact of the matter is, you got to have the guts to take that shot, and you have to have the wherewithal to stand out.
And there are those advertisers then that take those moments that were pow moments and try to reinvent them for their own pow moment and miserably fail, right?
That's the thing. You know, surprise is not a one-off. And all the great people who practice it, be they people, businesses, brands, they know that it's a continuum. It's like a string of pearls. One pearl is nice, but a string of pearls, that's something that's spectacular.
Yeah.
I mean, this happens time and time again. This happened to me. I was once at a conference. I threw $1,000 worth of dollar bills at this conference. Long story. It's all in the book. It's about a game we did with Donald Trump. But I did it at a conference, made a huge impact. For days, people asked me, are you going to throw more dollar bills? Are you going to throw more dollar bills? It made great impact. 6 years later, at the same conference, people are still coming up to me, are you going to throw more dollar bills? Well, of course I'm not, because you're expecting that. I could do it, but suddenly you'll get very tired of it. A surprise is a continuum, and you've got to continue to come up with new ones. That's the challenge. And the great businesses and the great brands that do it are continually evolving, continually innovating. Trying to run a surprise a second time or a third time, it's like lighting a firecracker, trying to get the bang out of it a second time. It's exploded. It's over, folks. Get over it. Try something new.
Our special guest is Andy Newman out of Montreal. Pow, right between the eyes, the book. More with Andy in just a minute on The Advertising Show.
How can 18 different companies all sell the exact same thing known as water? It starts here, in Advertising Age, the leading source for marketing, advertising, media, and ideas. For almost 75 years, we've covered the most thought-provoking, groundbreaking stories in the industry, giving you the competitive edge to be a leader. Your job demands you not only have good ideas, but great ideas. And those great ideas have to start somewhere. And that somewhere is in the pages of Advertising Age, and also online at adage.com. How can you get someone's attention if you don't have $10 million in a celebrity endorsement? It starts here, in Advertising Age, the leading source for marketing, advertising, media, and ideas. For almost 75 years, we've covered the most innovative and groundbreaking stories in the industry, giving you the competitive edge to be a leader. The next big idea demands out-of-the-box thinking. Start your search for greatness in the pages of Advertising Age, and also online at adage.com.
Simplifying the complex world of advertising. To reach Ray and Brad with your questions, log on to theadvertisingshow.com. This is The Advertising Show.
It's a real thing in the back of your mind. What you're hoping to find.
This is Ray Schillings and Brad Forsythe. It's a real thing. Very special guest, Andy Newman. Pow, right between the eyes. What about some of the other books, too, as well? How to Do the Impossible, and I Almost Killed George Burns. That is worth a look as well, but we want to focus right now on the present. So, Andy, welcome back to the show.
Hello.
Yeah, Andy, what would we be most surprised to learn about Jay Leno or Jerry Seinfeld, any of the people that you've worked with in the past that our audience knows well by name?
Well, I haven't seen Jay in a number of years. Jerry, the surprising things about Jerry, he is the quietest, shyest guy off stage, amazingly quiet, and the success has, despite the fact he has about 300 cars and three buildings as garages in New York, success has really not gone to his head. The friends he had when I knew him in 1985, actually, as a young, you know, club comic, yeah, are the friends he has to this day. So I always found it amazing that Jerry really is still, he's a billionaire, but he's still Jerry.
And you've been in touch with him recently?
Oh, I haven't. It was about a couple years ago that I saw Jerry when he was doing some tours with my friends and former family at Just for Laughs.
And you're buddies with Craig Ferguson. I understand you were just on his show recently.
That's right. I taped Craig Ferguson's show a couple weeks ago, and we had a blast. It was a lot of fun. He came to me just before we went on air, because I've known Craig for 20 years. I worked with him first in 1987, and we were the first people in a show we did for Showtime. It was the first time that Craig ever was on American television, way before the Drew Carey show. He had a character, a Scottish character, that he played, this loud, obnoxious, but sweet-faced comedian named Bing Hitler. That was the name of his character. And we put him on our Showtime show that year, 1987. David Steinberg, Stephen Wright, Rowan Atkinson, Mr. Bean was on that show, and Craig made his debut. So that's how long I've known him, and we worked together over the past couple of years at Just for Laughs, two out of the past three. He's been here, and I directed his big gala shows, the televised shows that he put on, and I guess he returned the favor by allowing me to be on his show, and he came to me just before the introduction. He said, "This is going to be a surreal moment for both of us, buddy," and walked off and introduced me. It was quite the thrill, I got to say.
Stephen Wright's still hanging around, too. He looks a little bit different nowadays, yeah, as we all do, yeah, from the 80s and 90s and such. But and what about Drew Carey as well?
Ironically, Drew, when I taped the Craig Ferguson show, they were taping The Price is Right that day. And Drew was just downstairs. But Drew and Craig, obviously great friends. Drew, you know, one of the funniest moments of Drew, I'll never forget this. We had an act come to Just for Last years ago called the Tokyo Shock Boys. Talk about surprise. These guys did things you could not believe. Shoved firecrackers up their nose and lit them. Crazy glued one guy's bald head to another guy's naked butt. It was an incredible act. One of the things they did was they put Drew Carey on stage. They did it to each other, but they did it with Drew one night, and they put him in a plastic bag, and they suck the air out of the vacuum, so basically you become like a human raisin. And I'll never forget Drew's manager, like, freaking out, because Drew, he's saying they're going to kill him, they're going to suffocate him, and Drew basically, I'll never forget that, going into this, so becoming a human raisin in that bag. That was an incredible moment.
Well, you know, we've been...
it was a shake and bake bag.
You know, we've been big supporters of Craig Ferguson, and we've talked about the importance of authenticity and brands and so forth, and he really is the epitome of authenticity when it comes to projecting who he is on his show, and I think most viewers connect with that, and he resonates with viewers from an authenticity point of view. Andy, you're known for unusual wardrobes and fashion sponsorship deals. Did you do anything unusual as far as your dress when you were on Ferguson's show?
You know what? What was funny, that I wore a jacket that was hand-drawn for me by an artist named Steve Kaufman, who used to work with Andy Warhol, and he hand-drew this jacket for me, and I wore that, but because it had the logo of the book on it, and Craig was so over the top in his introduction about the book, like really slamming it right into the camera lens, I said, you know what, it's almost too much that to wear this jacket because of the fact that the book has basically been smacked right into the eyes, into the screens of the nation. So I basically took the jacket off. Yeah, I said, and I was wearing a t-shirt and jeans that I had designed myself, and you know, six bracelets on one hand, and you know, four rings and things to that effect, which is all very me. But that's just me. That's just you know, that's my personal brand, I guess. But again, very different from your standard business author. I mean, I love Gladwell and I love Dan Pink, but you know, I don't wear, you know, jeans or khakis or tweed jackets. You know, as a business, quote unquote business author, I have to stand out. And I got to say, I got to give Craig a lot of credit. Yes, he did the foreword, one of the forewords for the book. John Cleese did the other one.
Right.
But it's not everybody who's going to go ahead and put a nonfiction slash business author on a national talk show. And I got to give him a lot of credit for doing that and having a lot of fun while doing it.
Look at who the author is, though, when you think about that. Pow, right between the eyes. Andy Newman, don't slow down, okay? And keep giving us good stuff here.
I will try. Are you kidding? This is just the beginning.
There you go.
The beginning. Every day I blog about this. My God. And run a full-time job and a family while I do it.
And by the way, Ray and I have both been holding your book up during that last part of the segment there.
Right. Yeah.
The microphone. I could hear it.
Yeah.
I could hear the yellow type.
Andy, thanks for being on the show. It's been great.
You kidding, guys? It was my pleasure extremely. Buy the book, for Christ's sake. Buy the book.
The Advertising Show. Ray Shillings, Brad Forsyth, back in just a minute.
Smart marketers are discovering a new and better way to get creative solutions. One company got solutions for a corporate identity program in less than 36 hours. The second got solutions for a public relations campaign that won 2 international creative awards. The third got solutions for a direct marketing campaign that got a 30% response rate. These marketers are finding creative solutions in a better way. The Open Ad Way. You go to openad.net and gain access to a global brain trust of nearly 11,000 creators. Within days, you get 20 or more creative solutions, and you pay only for the solutions you use. It's a radical new idea. You owe it to yourself to discover what it can mean to have creative solutions on demand. Find out now by going to openad.net. OPENAD.net. Creative solutions on demand.
Make your advertising dollars work smarter. You're listening to The Advertising Show with Ray Shillings and Brad Forsyth.
Thanks again to our special guest today here on The Advertising Show, Andy Newman. Maybe, I think his name is Andy Kaufman, actually.
Well, he's a funny guy, isn't
he? Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. And POW, Right Between the Eyes, is the name of the book. And I hope you'll get a chance to go and get that here.
By the way, hopefully he's not Kaufman, as he's dead.
Well, we don't know that. That's only rumored.
It still could be part of his shtick.
So I'm thinking that maybe this is Kaufman. Who knows?
You know, Andy Kaufman, for those that don't know, this guy was a genius. I mean, he truly was. And too bad it was such a short-lived career and life, of course. But, you know, you think of Freddie Prinz, you think of Kaufman and a few other of the brilliant comedians that took themselves out early. And, of course, Andy didn't.
Well, Andy didn't do that.
Not on purpose, of course. But, anyway, it was a funny interview today.
Good. We can use that every now and then.
Yeah.
It's good news here. The television advertising market is moving once again. I like that.
Mm-hmm.
Ad dollars are creeping back into TV. Ad buyers say, though, they remain uncertain whether the money will replace portions of upfront buys. Marketers have canceled in recent months. Why would they do that? Purchases of so-called scatter or ad time that is bought close to a show's air date have begun to flow, and the news should come as a relief to the networks. Back in March, the market appeared to be frozen. Well, it was winter time. What do you expect?
Yeah.
As advertisers pulled back between 12 and 14% of their holds, the second quarter ad time they earmarked last May during the annual, the annual upfront ad sales session. Even so, they said there's some cause for concern. They say there's some money coming back. They said, I couldn't tell you if it were canceled money or if it's just normal scatter. So I'm going to want to look at this as a positive thing, anything positive
right.
at this time.
Yeah.
Price of gas coming down.
No, wait, it's going to be going back up, I read.
It's supposed to be going back up.
Summer driving.
Yeah, exactly. Can't wait for that. Glad I drive a fuel-efficient car. Let's listen to Shamin Abbas here on the Advertising Show. Shamin is talking about bloggers today. Bloggers. They wear those funny little wooden shoes.
And now it's time for Activist for Excellence. PR, publicity, and crisis management instruction for today's marketing professional. Now, here's your host, the uncompromising Shamin Abbas.
How to engage bloggers. Bloggers can be an absolutely priceless source of promotion and exponential word-of-mouth marketing. Adding bloggers to your media outreach can increase your saturation tremendously if they like what you're selling. Setting aside the raging debates about journalism versus blogging, your media outreach should include relevant bloggers and websites. Now, unlike members of the media who are constantly solicited and pitched, citizen bloggers, for the most part, are still excited to be approached with new products. Regular blog readers enthusiastically embrace the things that receive positive recommendations, and they in turn spread the word, post comments, and engage in dialogue with one another. We saw this firsthand when we introduced a revolutionary cosmetic product to the bloggers at the same time as we began pitching the national glossies. The response was exponential, as each blogger who responded and posted a review was picked up by another, and then we believe that the online buzz helped us with the print beauty editors. Be aware that bloggers also tend to be highly opinionated and operate in an environment where it's socially acceptable to both gush over something or completely vilify it in ways they wouldn't if the relationship were in person or if the blogger was held to journalistic standards. A positive review from bloggers is typically very gratifying. A negative review can be replete with insults and venom. Clients' first reaction to inflammatory blog reviews is to often ask that you do something about it. In the absence of slanderous statements, the best way to deal with negative blog posts is to ignore them. A single defensive post in the comment thread can instigate pages of flaming, grandiose insults. Bloggers and posters are passionate in their opinions and will often start wars with other posters who disagree. This is never the desired result for your client. If you're going to send your press releases to bloggers, do your homework. Visit the site to make sure it's the right environment for your pitch. Find out the preferred contact method and use it. Offer to send review samples if they're interested. Be sure to tell them that you're looking forward to their feedback once they've had a chance to review the product. If you treat them as professionals whose opinions matter to you, you'll find the majority of them are polite, enthusiastic, and happy to let you know just how they feel. You may even get some vital suggestions for improving your product, package, or marketing approach. These bloggers and their tribes of readers want to be engaged. And if they feel like they've been heard, you have fans for life.
You've been listening to Activist for Excellence, PR, publicity, and crisis management instruction for today's marketing professional with host Shamin Abbas. Shamin is president and founder of Shamin Abbas Public Relations, a full-service agency providing local, regional, national, and international media relations, special event production, and inventive promotion with offices in New York City and West Palm Beach. To learn more, visit ShaminAbbasPR.com. That's ShaminAbbasPR.com.
That is Shamin Abbas here at the Advertising Show with Ray Shillings and Brad Forsyth. Next week, by the way, it's John Hall, co-founder of Spencer Hall. John is out of Cincinnati, the P&G area, and he's actually affiliated with Procter & Gamble in a few different ways. But we'll talk to John next week, and it should be a great interview as well here at the Advertising Show.
Yeah, you know, the Internet is the only medium expected to have advertising increases during 2009, according to the latest edition of Zenith OptiMedia Group's quarterly tracking study on the advertising economy. No surprise there, huh, Ray?
Then right.
The report released earlier this month reflects a dramatic downturn correction by the Publicis Media Group, which now predicts the global ad economy will slide 6.9% during 2009 versus only 0.2% drop predicted by them as early as earlier this year, which actually earlier, late last year, I should say, December of 08. So they revised their numbers. Oh. But, you know, the Internet's healthy. It's expected to remain healthy. And I surely hope that as we pull out of this recession, that other media categories will follow and we'll all be sitting fat and happy in 2010.
I think that's a plan.
Yeah.
Let's go with that for now.
Okay? And based on the airlines, at least fat, maybe not happy, because the fat guy is having to pay an extra seat, according to United Airlines.
Right.
And there's been a lot of hubbub about that. But I don't know that that's... I wouldn't want to be the first airline to make
to
that
do
move.
That?
Yeah. That's, others may follow, but I'd hate to be the first.
Yeah, that's awful. That's not a good thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, fly the friendly skies.
Yeah, not the friendly seats.
Yeah, you're right. If you're fat, sit in our friendly fat seat.
No.
The Advertising Show brought to you by Advertising Age Magazine. Visit online at adage.com and by Captivate Network. You can visit them at captivate.com. Next thing, elevators will be charging extra for freight as well. Something like that. The Advertising Show is a Big Radio Midgets production.